Coach Carter was talking about the problems you all face with identifying where Clay Matthews is and how they move him around in that operation. How important will that be for you guys Monday night?
It'll be very important. In years past, he's played the outside linebacker or lined up as a defensive end in their sub package. Mm-hmm. Now he's got the ability to line up and move around in different spots where he is. Been lined up on the left or the right. Now he can line in the middle and move to the left or move to the right. So it's going to be important for us to be able to make sure that we're counting him as one of the identified rushers. He's probably going to rush more than he's going to drop, but he still has the ability to drop when they have him lined off of the football.
How does Julius play for them? You all know him from his NFC
We do. We know him very well. Still having lots of production. He's big, he's long, and he can push the pocket from outside in. The other thing that he's still doing very well is he's a force to be reckoned with when you're attempting field goals. He has 13 blocked field goals in his career. So he's a guy that we've got to be concerned about when we're on offense, but he's also a guy that we've got to be concerned about when we're on special teams and kicking extra points and field goals.
When it comes to stopping a back like Eddie Lacy, talk about him and what kind of problems he is for your defense.
Well, you can't let him get going. He's a downhill runner, north and south runner, and you've got to get multiple pads on him. If he gets into the secondary, he is a load to bring down. One guy's going to have a hard time bringing him down. So it's going to be imperative that we have very good leverage. And what I mean by leverage is that you have more than one guy closing on the ball. And you want to make sure that you pin him in between two players, because if you don't, he's going to run over some people. He's big, he's strong, and really runs behind his pads extremely well.
Coach, you mentioned on Monday these last few weeks you've really liked what you've seen out of Jake. What particularly have you seen out of him that really has shown on the field as good play?
His technique in terms of his sets are much better. I think he's having a better understanding of how to study the guys that he's going to be blocking, and understands what their strengths are and what their weaknesses are. And his sets have been so much better. I think he's gotten much better with his hands. The rushers that you face in the NFL are so good with their hands. You not only have to have your feet in the right position, but you have to have your hands in the right position as well. And those are the two areas that stand out over the last month of the season.